WMFO in Medford, 10:01 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? I just finished up that last set with Mike Viola from his latest. It's New Noise. Latest is called Rock of Boston. That was beautiful, called Diamonds of New York. Jackson Browne just before that from 1986. He had a record called Holdout. That was Boulevard. Snail Mail was the band, and the third song of the set came out in 2018 on a record called Lush. That was Pristine. Eagles from, I realized just listening to this again, what a great record that was. The Long Run back in 1979. Eagles, that was the Sad Cafe. And started off with New Noise from the Adam Sherman Band from right here in Boston. Beautiful new song called Pure As Yours. All right, as we enter into the autumn season, got some fun stuff happening right around here in Boston. And courtesy of Chuck Yu, this is all about Honkfest 2024.
The season of Honk is upon us, and it's sooner than you may think. Yes, the 19th annual Honk Festival is returning to Davis Square and Harvard Square, but not on the usual Indigenous Day weekend, but rather a week earlier. Honkfest this year is October 4th through 6th. There will be lots of local and regional favorites returning, as well as bands coming from Texas, New Orleans, Seattle, and as far away as Brazil. All afternoon and evening on October 5th, these street bands will be performing all over Davis Square. And on Sunday, they will march from Davis Square to Harvard Square. The Harvard Square annual October Festival is also a week earlier than normal in coordination with Honk. It's all free and for all ages. Go to honkfest.org for details. And get ready for dancing and partying in the streets on October 5th and 6th.
Thank you, Chuck Yu. Remember, Honkfest starting this next week right here in Davis Square. All right, I've got some live day play for you. On June 1st, we had our live day, and one of the bands we featured was Boston's own, the Teardowns. Want to play a selection for you from what they played live right down the hall in Studio D. These are the Teardowns and Night Sky Rider. We'll be back after this.
All right, here's a song off my EP that came out in April called Night Sky Rider, and the Teardowns are here to just bring the sky on. Ready, guys? Here we go.
Two. One, two. Sky riding at night, black lines drawn across the sky, full moon on rise, the pleasure's all mine. Never notice tiny smiles in my eye, drifting by. Don't step too close, fade away. Fog clouds you nearer, too much hot air. Black lines stay back, getting clearer. Just like of time. Open your eyes, rainbow surround. Close your eyes, lilacs abound. Open your ears, vibrations abound. Obscures. Hey, something's up there, just like sky riding at night. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Black lines jump across the sky. Full moon on rise. Ooh, ooh, ooh. passage of time, just like of time.
All right, once again, from our live day back on June 1st, those were Boston band The Teardowns and a great performance of their song Night Sky Rider. All right, I got new noise from, just a great artist who's from Brooklyn, New York, teaming up with a bunch of artists on a new release of all of his stuff called Silver Patron Saints. On this one, he's teaming up with Low Cut Connie, Adam from Low Cut Connie, and this is just a great song. This is called When You're Young. It's new noise right here at WMFO.
Throw it all away.
on stale slip-ons and move. And move. And move. And move. Just like that. Back in my school, back in the day, back to the future, again. Do you like dancing?
Uh-huh.
Slip on your long stale slip-ons and sway. And sway. And sway. And sway. Just like that.
Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike, 10:24 in the morning. How you doing? Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Started off with Jesse Malin featuring Adam from Locot Connie, When You're Young. That's a celebration of Jesse's songs. It's a whole bunch of songs, lots of them in there. The collection is called Silver Patron Saints, and it's just a collection of great music. Again, Jesse Malin with Locot Connie. That's called When You're Young. The Bug Club was next. Came out this year on a record called On the Intricate Inner Workings of the System. That's simple. That was Lonsdale Slip-Ons. The False Positives from Boston were next. Brand new this year, called Long Distance Romance. Just beautiful. Awesome power pop. X, the band, was next in the fourth slot. 2018 had a record called Wild Gift that was in this house that I call home. They were here. They played here when I was away. I didn't get to see them, but I get to play them. And Bob Sensi, local guy making good, just signed with Rock Garden Records. Brand new single for him called My Guitar Is So Cool. All right, I've got new noise from a gentleman named Wiley Beckett. And he's got a new record called NYNYNFY. Yeah, I'm not going to try to pronounce that. This is hard to pronounce, too. It's called Ostentatiously, Unmistakably, Brand New Noise from Wiley Beckett at WMFO in Medford.
I got shit to do, I got work to do, I got girls to do, I got attitude, and I'm ostentatiously, unmistakably wasting away. I got hearts to break, I got smiles to fake, I got money to make, my whole life is at stake, and you're ostentatiously, unmistakably saving the day.
this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Are you open to the oceanic world? You are the pointer. Is for the way you look at her and dance like a wild rabbit animal in her hands. And just like that, you're not afraid of anything, and you're so cool when you dance with your diamond rings in your mouth, 'cause it's a choking hazard and they taste so sweet.
WMFO in Medford, 10:44 in the morning. Good morning. I'm Mike. How are you? I've got about 15 minutes left until Something About the Women and Sue Edelman comes in. In that set, we heard, just finished up the set actually, with a Boston band called Mall Cops. The talent around here just doesn't stop. Brand new noise from them. That was Oceanic Love. Again, Mall Cops. Little Billy Lost, yeah, from Boston, from 2022's single called Whiskey Point. Ann Hussack and Exit 99 from New York. That was the title track from their latest EP, Master Plan. Letters to Lions had the second song of the set from 2016's EP called Clean Eating. That was Mushrooms. And started off with a great power pop song called from Wiley Beckett. That was Ostentatiously Unmistakenly. All right, last set of the day. I've got brand new noise from Sharp Class's record called Welcome to the Matinee Show at the End of the World. World. This is Where I'd Rather Be at WMFO.
My mind, it ticks more than anyone would guess. Gone over like clockwork, oh, it won't rest. Unless it's in a place of ease. Where I feel my best and I can do what I please. Escapism is bliss. Reverie never goes amiss. My own little world is where I'd rather be. My own little world is much more of my scene. My own little world is tailor-made to suit me. Just
that. It's 10:58 in the morning. I'm Mike, just about out of here. Let me tell you what I played in that last set, and then we're going to introduce today's host for something about the women. I'll give you a hint. Soon! All right. Started off with Sharp Class. They just released their great record called Welcome to the Matinee Show at the End of the World. That was Where I'd Rather Be. It's a great record. Go get it. Sharp Class from the UK. Jennifer Taft and The Strange from their first album as a band that was going out. By the way, they just released a video for that, and they included a whole bunch of videos sent from fans that went to see them. It's great. Just look it up. Jennifer Taft and The Strange going out. YouTube. It's everywhere. Hamish Anderson from 2024. Yeah, that's this year. There's a record called Electric. That was so alive. And Linnea's Garden from Boston just finished us up. They get better and better and better. That was called No Vision. Speaking of better and better and better.
Sue!
Mike! How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. All right. See ya.
Don't you want to ask me the question?
Yeah. What's going on in the show today?
Funny you should ask.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. I'm going to keep it free form today because, in all honesty, I didn't have a lot of time to plan because
what?
I got last minute tickets to the sold out Elin Jewell show last night at City Winery. And she's one of my faves. But what was even better was that the opening act was Victoria Victoria, which many of you probably haven't heard of but should check out. And Maya Camille, who I've been talking up on this show for over a year now, sings with Victoria Victoria, and she got to sing some of her own stuff too, and it was fantastic. And I got to meet her.
You know, if you're in the know, you just say Victoria Squared. I mean,
right.
Where are you?
Right.
Come on, get with it.
So you should check them out, Victoria Victoria and Maya Camille. I'll play them on the show today.